Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffeehouse and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Sometimes when you buy art, you wonder, do I use it or do I hang it on the wall? Well, Pushing the Envelope is a new show opening Friday night at Prove Gallery. Plies with Purpose has gathered a whole gallery full of original art on skateboards, created specifically for the event, painted by local fine artists, graphic artists, national and international graphic designers in the skate world, all for a good cause. Taylor Klein is one of the directors and curators at Prove Gallery, an arts collective in Duluth, and he spoke with us about the show. It's a real labor of love. It's Friday's Plies with Purpose. For people who aren't skateboarders, what are plies?
The word plies, it comes from what a skateboard is made out of. A skateboard is made out of 7 compressed plies of maple wood. Every year we reach out to 30 artists, some locally, some nationally, and we even have international artists who help us out. And we give these blank skateboards that are donated to us from a manufacturer in California called Generator Distribution. And we leave the board up to the artist to do whatever they want with. They can paint on it, draw on it, cut it up, destroy it, rebuild it, literally anything they want. And then from there, we install these skateboards on our gallery walls, and they'll go for silent auction. The whole mission behind Plies with Purpose is to help raise awareness and money and efforts for local Duluth communities to build public and state-of-the-art skateboard parks for the community. This is our 3rd one in a row. In the last 2 years, we've been working with the Gary New Duluth Development Alliance, and they've had ongoing efforts to reinvigorate Gary New Duluth area. I mean, it's more than just a skate park. We're helping them reach their goal towards their making pavilions, soccer fields, baseball fields, a whole new space that's public and open to the community.
I know that this isn't a new concept. Art has been on the bottom of boards, maybe not this delightful original art.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so any skateboard that you'll see, whether it's at Walmart or at a skateboard shop, they'll have a graphic on the bottom. And graphics usually identify what the brand is. And, you know, a lot of these brands will have artists that will specifically do their boards to create their identity. And we actually have an artist by the name of Todd Ratterd, he's internationally known in skateboarding. I mean, his graphics are on boards all around the world for many, many different companies. So to have people like him help us out to create a one-of-a-kind piece is absolutely extraordinary.
So there is a whole community of graphic artists who already work on skateboard art and share their art that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how I started my integration with arts when I went to UMD for my undergrad, that skateboarding is what kind of introduced me into the arts, like with all these graphics on the bottom of boards, you know, different clothing and stuff like that. So, like, a lot of times people, their introduction into art is skateboard and vice versa. That goes right back to our mission at what we have at Prove, too. We want to give the opportunity to local and regional artists who are, you know, maybe not as established, to give them the opportunity to have work side by side with more established artists.
How fun is it to see this show up on the walls and to have people come in on Friday?
Oh, it's almost tear-jerking for me. I mean, there's blood, sweat, and tears from myself, artists around the globe who've helped out. I mean, we have artists from Germany and from Montreal. To use skateboarding as a vehicle to connect people, no matter where they are, it's just extremely humbling. And to know that Duluth as a community wants to support it and help build skate parks that, you know, are public and safe spaces for people, it's just absolutely amazing to have this opportunity here in Duluth.
Plies with Purpose is sponsored in part by KUMD The Basement and is a silent auction kicking off Friday night, November 18th at 7 p.m., going until 10 p.m. At 10, the party moves to the Red Herring Lounge with bands including Low Forms, Dad's Acid, and more. Proceeds from both events benefit Gary New Duluth Development Alliance in their efforts to provide a safe community space for youth, including a skate park. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.